The Germans surrender, and General von Koltitz is taken to Leclerc's headquarters in the Montparnasse train station. Hitler had just called and asked his famous question. Brennt Paris? Is Paris burning? Koltitz preferred to turn himself in. This highly disciplined officer from the airborne regiment disobeyed Hitler's order to fight to the last man. Then de Gaulle arrives, with eloquent words for history.
Paris outragé, Paris brisé, Paris martyrisé, mais Paris libéré.
While France and Belgium are progressively liberated, and the Red Army waits outside Warsaw, on the other side of the globe, the American General MacArthur is returning to the Philippines. After escaping from the Japanese siege 3 years earlier, MacArthur said, "I shall return." His return is sumptuously staged by his public relations staff, complete with his legendary Popeye corncob pipe. He proclaims, "People of the Philippines, I have returned. The hour of your redemption is here." But it will take 4 months to liberate the Philippines. Manila, the capital, will be the second most devastated city of the war, after Warsaw. The savagery and the cruelty of these combats can be explained by the American troops' discovery of the mass execution of hostages and the camps with the surviving US prisoners from 1941. Everywhere in the Pacific, the war is marked by this type of savagery. Everywhere, the same confusion of Marines trapped on the beaches of these infernal islands. The same suicidal obstinacy of the Japanese. For them, surrendering is the ultimate disgrace. The Americans are no longer taking any risks. They follow the instinct to shoot first and ask no questions. Along with imperialism, another underlying cause of World War II is racism.